Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 304 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Sarika Chardon. I hope
Sriyanka.
Sriyanka?
I think so.
I hope one of us got it right. I'm sorry.
I think it's Sriyanka.
Thank you for sponsoring!
Truly thank you!
Today, we will be discussing part two of chapter two of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows in memoriam. So make sure that you have read that chapter and you're ready to celebrate your way through the details.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, before we begin, let's go to Meg. For weekly profit news. Woo!
I have two. First of all, because we just got back from LeakyCon, I wanted to tell everyone that LeakyCon 2024 is in Portland, Oregon, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so excited.
I'm stoked.
So that is part one of weekly profit news. Part two, I thought that I would talk about what wizardingworld.com has for like everything that's going on for Back to Hogwarts this year, September 1st.
Man, that is fast approaching.
I know,
right?
So soon.
So in the UK, they always have their gathering at King's Cross Station, where the Hogwarts Express departs at 11. And
sharp.
Yeah.
Oops. That was the last my water bottle hit it.
I liked that. I liked it.
And throughout, like in a couple different countries, there's movie marathons that are coming back to theaters. So in the UK, eight films will be at hold on. In the UK, Everyman, I don't know what that is. So I assume if you're in the UK, you'll know what that is. We'll screen all eight films at Everyman King's Cross and select Harry Potter movies at their cinemas nationwide. I'm guessing that is a theater.
I'm guessing.
The Odeon will present Philosopher's Stone and Chamber of Secrets over the course of the 1st of September weekend. And I want to say that that is the UK as well. Yeah. In the U.S., Cinemark is having an exclusive re-release of Deathly Hallows Parts 1 and 2.
Back and to back?
I do believe that it is like a double feature. Yeah. Which is kind of fun.
That's a lot of sitting.
It is. And then in Australia, there it says you can join in the fun at 15 branches of Village Cinemas across Australia as they host screenings of Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2 as well.
Forgot how horrific that poster is.
The Hogwarts.
Look at the main tower.
I know.
It's like blown completely apart.
It shouldn't
it's gonna
be
make me
standing,
sad to look at this.
But also, I guess, magic.
Fair.
Yeah. It's, I used to have that framed in our house. I still do.
Can you imagine going into that and not being a book reader?
Yeah.
No, we finally got rid
not
of it
having it spoiled for you. Isn't that nutty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be devastating to see.
Yeah. Truly.
And there's like a bunch of other things going on as well. And it lists out like each of the countries. So again, like the link to this is going to be in our episode description. So you can check out all the other things that are going on for September 1st across the world.
What are you guys going to do special? Fly.
We're flying home from Disney.
That's a sad day.
Yeah. But the nice thing is our flight is super late at night. So we like have all day basically. until we fly home, which is cool.
Mm. So you can just pop into Universal and grab a butterbeer.
Right.
We could. We're going to have a car. We're renting a car this time. We are staying at Universal for the first two nights.
Oh.
We decided.
Nice.
Last minute.
That's fun.
You know, because that's how we roll.
I just booked us two nights at Cabana Bay.
Okay.
So.
Not too shabby.
Cabana Banana.
I really want to go to Volcano Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hot enough.
It's amazing. I cannot wait.
It is going to be hot enough.
So, and we didn't do like any of the slides when we went the first time.
Yeah, you're right.
We should try and go there.
You should.
Especially because you can walk to Volcano Bay from Cabana Bay. So that's cool.
True. That's true. They've got those cool rooms where you get to see the volcano.
Yeah.
I'm not at all jealous. Don't worry.
Want to come?
We're going in December.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, but that's December.
You'll fit in my suitcase, Tiff.
Yeah, you totally would.
I would.
Embrace. Well, I am just bringing a carry-on. You'd have to squish a lot.
Embrace the snack size.
Mm. I am. Fun size.
Oh, yeah, fun size. That always made me mad because those candies are way too small to be called fun size.
It's not fun.
It's not at all.
No. Who came up with that?
Someone dumb.
Someone trying to lie to kids.
Yeah.
Look at this small piece of candy. It's so fun.
You get two M&Ms.
Right.
That's some backwards marketing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sochmeads, make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too, probably. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going, and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, our live recordings, trivia games, Swish swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. We are always accepting Potter stories, and you can send those to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Tiff, how happy are you that this is now back in the Swish Lair and not live in front of people?
I like being live.
No, this next part.
No, just the recap.
Oh, yeah. That's better. There were so many phones up as soon as...
Literally, it was like being at a concert. Like everyone has their phone.
It was horrible.
It really made me giggle.
I'm glad if you got a video of it,
you should send it to
enjoy
me.
No. Please. Compilation did all the different but angles of me doing it.
Send it to the Petrus family. So
no!
Tiffany can't delete it.
Okay, go on, Swish. Delete.
Oh, man.
I don't have anything fun today.
It's okay. You can keep it classic if you want.
Do I have the energy for that, though?
You can keep it low and slow. It's fine.
It is time.
The glasses.
I don't have anything. Wait, let me just become. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I don't know where that came from.
Deep within.
Yeah, my heart.
Mm-hmm. Deep within.
My heart.
All the way from your big toe.
Oh.
Okay, so we're done with the Voldemort chapter. So on to Harry now. But there's an instant sadness reminder because Harry cuts himself on the only piece left that he has of the mirror that Sirius gave him while he's cleaning out his trunk. I don't know if we brought this up last time or some previous episode, but like this whole part is very... leaving behind his childhood, taking what he needs into his adulthood, like,
would you
literally
say
and figuratively
the end of a decade, start of an age?
Yeah. He had the time of his life.
He had the time of fighting his dragons. Life fighting dragons with you.
I know that line.
And then
live Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
And then we get a bit of a deeper look into Dumbledore with an article from the Daily Prophet from our dear Elpheus Doge?
Doge.
Okay. I was going to say Dodge.
Dodgy Doge.
Ah. Thank you. I'll just think of that and then I'll remember it.
It's time for the summary.
It's a summary.
We finish up the article written by Doge. He talks about Ariana's health and her ultimate demise. And he also goes over all of Dumbledore's accomplishments and says some other nice things. Harry feels humiliated by his lack of, quote, knowing Dumbledore. And then we end with Rita's article announcing her new book, The Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore, and a familiar pair of blue eyes. Doing that just made my eyes water.
Of course it did. You're doing a voice.
Oh, Lord. What is wrong with me?
Well,
to have the time, Megan. To have the time.
I know.
Okay. Where were we in this business? Do you want to know what the name Aberforth means?
Yes.
From the river.
Living in a van down by the river.
Back down to the river.
Ooh, deep cut. Oh, my God.
You see the vision of my life and
wait. I want to be delivered.
I don't want to be delivered. Delivered.
I don't know what's going on. I know what mine.
It's good, Charlotte.
Okay.
Sorry. Get with it.
Yeah. So, after Hogwarts was the time when Doge and Dumbly had the least amount of contact. And Doge is like, you know, I would write to Dumbledore and tell him about all about my adventures, escaping chimeras in Greece and experiments of the Egyptian alchemists. And he's like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Was that rude?
Right. Insensitive.
Like, he's like, well, maybe this was insensitive of me, I said to myself.
It was.
Yeah, probably. Maybe you should be like, how are you? Can I do anything for you? Anyways, I was like, what's a chimera again? Because sometimes I don't remember. It's a type of hybrid animal, and it's violent. It's a magical creature native to Greece. On the mom classification, hold on, I gotta look real close to count the X's. It's a fiver.
Wow.
It's a fiver.
Brandon says it's a pet.
It is not a pet.
Could be, if you're Hagrid.
Right. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's a bloodthirsty creature with a lion's head and a goat's body and a dragon's tail. That just sounds foolish.
Is it proportioned properly? Like, or is it literally like,
hold on,
it's got little hooves.
Can you tell me what the animals were again?
Chimera.
No, I know the combination.
The makeup.
Lion head.
Uh-huh.
Goat body.
Meh.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Dang it.
And a dragon tail.
Okay.
That's not, I don't know. We got hooves up in this piece.
But like, is the goat body proportionate to the lion head?
I would assume.
Or is the lion head proportionate to the goat
body? I'm just a little confused because you have a lion head, but like, if you're a wee kiki, you clean yourself, but you have hooves.
Still gotta clean the hooves.
It just does. Yes, but it doesn't flow through their hair.
I want to let you guys know that you should be really sad that you didn't have video for that from Tiffany.
Just
because she literally pretended to clean herself.
That's what the kikis do. I'm just concerned for the cleanliness of these animals. Okay.
Hold on.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. The chimera is in Fantastic Beasts, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to see.
Are there hooves?
It actually has claws.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The one I'm sending is not from actual Fantastic Beasts. It's like just the internet picture. But I like it better because it has hooves.
The one in Fantastic Beasts has talons.
So they have long talons. What's that quote from that movie about talons?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, but what does he say?
Do the chickens have long talons?
They're dinosaurs.
Literally.
They're dinosaurs. Anyways, there you go. Their eggs are classified as a non-tradable material. So naturally, Hagrid probably is like, go to the bar.
Tracy's out.
Right?
Mike says Hagrid would give this wee kitty a bubble bath.
Bubble bath. Mm-hmm. Probably. Probably. It says their first, like, on-screen appearances, Fantastic Beasts, so that's kind of interesting. They're mentioned.
And they don't have hooves.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Okay.
It is.
I know.
Yeah, that's right.
They're mentioned in Quidditch Through the Ages, Order of the Phoenix, and Deathly Hallows, and also the Harry Potter trading card game.
Ooh.
Speaking of trading card games, Switch now has Pokemon trading card game.
Excuse me?
You're welcome. No tell, no lies.
These things.
I know. What's an alchemist, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you're here for me to remind you.
A man of science.
No, I don't know. A person who studies alchemy.
Thanks
Merriam-Webster. It's a pseudoscience, kind of chemistry-ish, right? Alchemy and alchemist are in fact older words than chemistry and chemist in English. Alchemists believed that that lead could be perfected into gold, that diseases could be cured, and that life could be prolonged through transmutation.
Ooh.
Or a change of some essential element into a superior form. Their secretive experiments usually involved heat.
So, like,
and the mixing of liquids. It led to the development of pharmacology and the rise of modern chemistry. Well, we thank you, old alchemists of the land.
Thank you for trying to get rich and play God, because now we have chemistry.
So, Nicholas Flamel is like Professor X from X-Men.
I like this crossover you're trying to do.
If that's what you need. If that's what you need.
It is.
I bet there's like Potter X-Men fan fiction crossover out there.
There is fan fiction for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. I just need to let everybody know.
Oh.
This can't be real. What just happened to me?
I have no idea. Me and Tiffany just snapped our heads to look at each other like, what's going to happen?
I will get scolded, but I was eating a sweet tart just now.
Did you almost choke?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I thought a little piece got stuck in my tooth, and I like got it out with my tongue, and it was incredibly spicy. That can't be the sweet tart, right? But what would have been spicy?
Did you have a piece of pepper from dinner stuck in your tooth?
Maybe. It was very confusing. I was like, why is this sweet tart spicy?
Why is it so spicy?
Why is it spicy?
I can't believe what just happened to me.
I know. I thought it was going to be something serious other than I pulled something spicy out of the depth of my tooth.
It is serious. It was seriously so spicy. And like, pepper's not spicy. I think that there's something wrong with
it. It is if it's the only thing in your mouth. You got like a good kernel of it.
Why is it spicy? I understand that it is literally so random, Destifer, but I have to say
yes, I agree. That needs to be the name of the episode. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so back to insensitive Doge. Yeah, so he's like, oops for doing that, my bad. Dumbledore is stuck at home when he was out on this world tour that they were supposed to do together. AKA, here's everything that you're missing out on while you are, you know, taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
Every day.
And working overtime.
Anyways, Dumbledore's letters to Doge are basically telling him a tiny bit of what's going on in his everyday life. But other than that, he's not divulging in any kind of details. He's taking care of his sister, his brother, making nicey nice with a man named Grindy.
Next nicey door. Nice.
Ooh, la la.
Oh, man. But let's discuss. So after things are said and done, the author informs readers that Dumbledore is, in fact, gay.
Yeah.
and was in some sort of the realm of a romantic relationship with Gellert Grindelwald.
Yep.
And I think I said this over the weekend at LeakyCon, that when you read this article back in The Prophet, with that lens that Dumbledore was gay, it always gives me vibes that Doge and Dumbledore may have had some type of romantic relationship, perhaps.
I could see it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm all right with it.
Just like, even if it was not reciprocated, Doge definitely had feelings for Dumbledore.
It feels, I think. Yeah, it feels that way. And like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Me and me are on the same brave length.
Brave length? Sure. Because you have no brain.
Brave length.
Brain wave and wavelength. Is that what was happening? Yeah,
brave length.
Brave length.
Mm-hmm.
So Gryffindor.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, it just like, almost to the point where, like, you know how we've talked at length about maybe Dumbledore being in love with Grindelwald, but Grindelwald maybe not necessarily being in love with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, because, I mean, okay. Well, I don't know. I was going to say, like, it's kind of, if they were in a relationship, I think that it, I personally think it would be a little weird that Doge would still go on this trip.
And not be with.
And not stay with Dumbledore.
So maybe he was like, liked him, but
maybe
we're not together. So
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, maybe.
I could see it being one-sided, yeah.
I also don't know how that's received in the wizarding world. You know? We don't know. Mm-hmm. Were they hiding it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And back in the day, too.
I mean, I could see Dumbledore hiding a relationship with Grindelwald only because it's Grindelwald.
Yeah. And, like, we're talking, this is, like, 30s/40s that this takes place.
So perhaps not. Perhaps they're hiding it. Yeah. Who knows? But, yeah, it feels... It does feel one-sided, only because maybe we don't have Dumbledore's side to it, but I feel like Doge is pining a little.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I agree.
So the way that this is written also makes me think about, like, the lack of information shared with Doge by Dumbledore. Could that mean that just as everyday life is boring right now, there's nothing exciting happening? Or is he hiding Grindelwald, or is he feeling guilty for the plans that he's making with Grindelwald?
I kind of think,
I mean, there's a lot of different things that it could be.
I guess it would depend on, like, I think it probably would have started out with him literally being bored, because, like, I mean, imagine being somebody with that brain having to hold yourself back, because mm-hmm. he does have to hold himself back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grindelwald comes into his life, and then he's like, well, how close am I with Doge anymore? How, like, how much do I really want to tell him? Like, this is now mine and Grindelwald's thing, so I can't really let on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And if he knew, he wouldn't think that it would be a good idea.
Right.
Because of the path that Dumbledore was going on with Grindelwald, and, like, how obsessed he seemed with him at the time, and, like, all the time they were spending together, I'm actually surprised that Doge had correspondence at all after a while.
Yeah.
Like, that's honestly surprising to me.
I kind of agree.
I know, but it was only, maybe, like, a summer, but...
Again, maybe it was very one-sided correspondence, and, well, then Doge's way of describing, explaining that is that he doesn't really... get much information from Dumbledore.
Yeah. I mean, and when you're trying to like go over the statute of secrecy, that's not a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
I can't let you know that I'm doing illegal stuff right now. Illegal stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So towards the end of Doge's year of travels, he had heard the news that Ariana had died. I looked up the etymology of that.
Ayo.
Of Ariana. Most holy, pure, and sacred. Do you feel free?
Yes.
Okay.
Feels so good right now.
The story of Ariana and her death is a story for another day, so we're not going to talk about that today.
Yeah.
Oh, Ariana.
But let's get the front page news's version of this story. Yes.
I like what Lofty said.
Oh, what?
He heard the news, but it sounds like he maybe didn't hear it from Dumbledore.
I highly doubt that he did.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think Dumbledore's writing to anybody to say that anybody has passed.
And that is what makes me think, like what we were just talking about, like this progression of correspondence with Dumbledore. Like it was probably very dull starting out, and then it just got less and less and less and less.
Well, and the fact that he doesn't know whose wand did it.
Correct. Because if Dumbledore was the one who told, well, Dumbledore doesn't know either, but like, I don't know. It's just the way he's talking about it. He could know. You're right. He could know.
He could.
He probably does.
Harry could figure it out too.
Yep.
Anywho. So yes, like I said, that story and fight is a story for another day. Probably towards the end of the book when we get to Aberforth. So Doge notes that
What does Aberforth mean again? I'm sorry.
From the river.
From the river, okay.
From the river. Yeah. So Doge notes that Ariana had been in, quote, poor health for a very long time. The fact that this death happened so close to the death of her mother, Kendra, had a profound effect on the brothers as well. I love the etymology for Kendra.
Ooh, tell me.
Knowing, wise ruler. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Knowing, right?
Well, because if you think about it, I mean, everybody talks about how the Dumbledore family had so many secrets, right? Mm-hmm. But like, honestly, at the end of the day, those secrets were to keep Ariana safe.
Mm-hmm.
And
not be taken away from her family.
Right.
Right.
Especially in that time. Like, I'm sure. Well, I mean, honestly, no. Even in the current time of where we're reading, think about what happened to Gilderoy, right? Mm-hmm. He's just in the hospital.
Are you guys on a first name basis?
Yeah.
I just like saying the first names of characters, okay?
Sometimes you throw around first names and it throws us all off.
What about Gilderoy?
Good old Gildy.
No, but seriously, like, think about, like, what happened with him and imagine that how many decades before with Ariana and, like, what they would have done, potentially done to her or, like, put her through or...
Well, especially because I think one of the biggest, like, taboo things, don't talk about it, is the Obscurious, which is totally backwards because they need like more attention and help, and it's like shun.
I wonder if you can ever come out of that, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can, but they do not treat it well. Yeah.
Guidance and care.
What did you say, Kendra? Where is it in your notes? What does Kendra mean?
It's in my book. Knowing or wise ruler.
Okay.
Right. So that part's true, right? That it had a profound effect on the brothers, their mother passing so close to the death. Those deaths being close, rather. Were you going to say something?
I liked what... Is it Gnome Fry? Yeah, Gnome Fry. Okay, I was just making sure that I was seeing the words correctly in your name.
Gnome Fry?
No. Oh, yeah, I guess it could be. I'm going with Gnome Fry. I like it.
Gnome fries. Like home
so
fries.
So we said...
Made of gnomes?
We said that Aberforth was from the river.
Mm-hmm.
And they said from the river that the three brothers were trying to cross when they met death. Is that just meant to be like a little bit of a connection that like, oh, think of the Hallows when it comes to like Dumbledore in general? I don't know. I just like that little potential connection.
The nod.
I was right. It is Gnome Fry. Thank you.
Like home fry?
Oh my God. I love that. I bet.
Well, we'll find out.
Gnome Fry skillet.
I gotta know before I even do anything else. Answer. Gnome Fry like home fry. Please let us know. Oh, jeez, Louise. All these people are typing. Anywhoosies. So. Okay, very good.
That is adorable.
We all know now about the fight that led to her death and the reasons behind that and how Kendra had died. But Doge only writes what he knows, and all of those stories are stories for a different day. So, quote, all those closest to Albus, and I count myself one of that lucky number, agree that Ariana's death and Albus's feeling of personal responsibility for it, though, of course, he was guiltless, left their mark upon him forevermore.
He sounds so sure.
When you want to believe the best, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is really loaded. And much like Voldemort and... Yes. I feel like if there's one person who actually like knows like the whole real truth, it could be like the real Dumbledore. So like, I don't, who knows the actual like real Dumbledore?
Yeah.
Is there one person who knows who he is?
I don't know.
Because I don't think that there is.
I don't think so either.
Do you think that it could have been Grindelwald in that moment?
It could have been, but he doesn't know the adult Dumbledore. I guess he's technically an adult, but like the older adult Dumbledore.
Right.
So it's
But I'm
very...
just saying, I wonder if like in his history, the only person who in that moment of time ever knew him.
Yeah. And
was
I think
probably Grindelwald.
Because he loved him. Yeah. Right. So when we go later on, like, you can't say that anybody like knows the whole true him. Snape doesn't. Harry doesn't.
Yeah.
McGonagall certainly doesn't.
Mm-mm.
None
of the order do.
Can't put all those eggs in one basket, you know?
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. A couple people have said Aberforth. Courtney and Mia both said, I think Aberforth potentially knows more than anyone.
I think to an extent, because I know they have like a civil relationship now, but I think there's always going to be a part of Aberforth. This is my personal opinion that like still holds that grudge. I think they both hold a grudge in a way.
I also think it is. You're not guaranteed a close relationship with a sibling.
Definitely
just because
not.
They're siblings.
Correct.
Doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that
right.
they know each other.
And I think that there's somewhat of a wall there on certain things.
For sure.
So like each person in Dumbledore's life knows a piece, right? But nobody has that entire puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, snaps.
Wasn't that beautiful?
That was pure poetry.
Pure poetry.
So as Doge, Remy would say.
Doge came home to a much older version of Dumbledore. He had gone through so much suffering. He lived an older man's life and experience, and like it much like people who are forced upon these adult situations. He's gone through a lot, and he claims that Albus was more reserved and much less lighthearted. Quote, to add to his misery, the loss of Ariana had led to not to a renewed closeness between Albus and Aberforth, but an estrangement. This is also odd to put in an obituary, by the way. In time, this would lift, and in
like Aberforth is still alive. Sorry, not to cut you off.
Yeah, you're like,
but, like
talking stuff
about,
in the paper.
Yeah,
about yes, in an obit.
Weird.
Okay. A real established, if not close relationship, then certainly a cordial one. However, he rarely spoke of his parents or Ariana from then on, and his friends learned not to mention them. I just think that like. Is this Doge grasping for stuff to say because the fight was known by certain people within the wizarding community?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Are you trying to like be like smooth this over?
Probably. Yeah. Especially because like Dumbledore is a polarizing character as far as like the wizarding world sees it. So he's got a lot of people saying bad things about him. He's got other people who love
right.
him like Alpheus does.
It's just so odd to put an obituary.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a really interesting take from Mike in the Discord.
Sure.
I think different people know different parts of him, but honestly, I think Harry knows his true nature maybe better than anyone else. Post book 5, the honesty he has with Harry about his fears and failures isn't something that he shared with anyone else. Harry doesn't know much about his personal life, but he knows who Dumbledore is, even though he has his doubts in book seven.
Well, no, I'm not doubting that Harry doesn't know his character. Snape knows his character as well. And I think that a lot of people get it. But I feel like in my own personal definition, to know someone is to really know their character, their past. And then, you know, we can talk about like ambitions, how they've grown, fears, things like this. Like, I don't know. So when I feel like I know someone.
That's true. So yeah,
I know their history, too.
Like the whole package.
Yeah. So like, I guess people have different definitions of actually knowing someone. But if I'm going to say that I know someone or that someone is my friend, I'm going to know them, right? And I'm not just going to be an acquaintance with maybe a few extra things.
Vinny added to that and said, and to this point, Harry's the only person that has the same mirror reflection in the mirror of Erised. Dumbledore also saw himself connected, reconnected to his family.
So maybe Harry's the one that knows him the most, but he certainly doesn't feel that way. So Harry's definition of knowing someone could also be different. Because Harry doesn't
Harry
feel
Harry feels
like...
humiliated.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So Dumbledore has had many accomplishments throughout the years, contributions to the wizarding knowledge, including the discovery of the 12 uses of dragon's blood, quote, will benefit generations to come, as will the wisdom he displayed in the many judgments he made while chief warlock of the Wizgills. They say still that no wizarding duel ever matched that between Dumbledore and Grindelwald in 1945. Those who witnessed it have written of the terror and the awe they felt as they watched these two extraordinary wizards do battle. Dumbledore's triumph and its consequences for the wizarding world are considered a turning point in magical history to match the introduction of the International Statute of Secrecy or the downfall of He Who Must Not Be Named. I just think that it's interesting, and RIP to us probably never seeing said battle on screen. Also, Rita claims that her sources say it was a white flag. So right. TBD, because Rita gets some stuff right, you guys, and you can't say that she doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. Especially because for that book in particular, I mean, she went straight to... my God, why am I blanking on her name?
Bathilda.
Mm-hmm.
And like, while her methods might have been questionable about how she got some of that information.
It was still.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey. Valid information, right?
Right. So. I mean, she obviously lies in the upcoming article that we are going to read in her interview.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm one of the people that knows like Harry Potter the most. Obviously, that's trash. And we know
Harry
for a fact
Potter,
as
age 12.
We know for a Actually, fact I'm that 14. That's not true. So she does lie, right? But a lot of her facts are like,
facts.
Solid.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say. But and who knows if we'll ever know. Dragon's blood, my friends, it's got magical properties and some stuff. It's fairly expensive to buy bottles, has 12 uses. Thank you. The discoveries are credited to Dumbledore, although Ivor Dillonsby claims that he had already discovered 8 of those when Dumbledore borrowed his notes. 3 of the listed uses are oven cleaner, spot remover, and a cure for Vakura, which is from a Creating the World of Harry Potter Part 30 story.
Take that with a grain of salt, my friends, because I don't know what the heck that means.
It could be like a behind the scenes book.
It might be. Well, no, I think it's a video of some sort.
Oh.
But we also know that Hagrid used a bloody dragon stake in 1995 after he was attacked by giants in his garbage mission to the giant colony that absolutely failed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Slughorn uses dragon's blood to try and fool Dumbledore and Harry, pretending to have been attacked by Death Eaters at the Muggle house that he stayed to, but he wasted a lot of cash because Dumbledore said, I'm not buying it. There you go. Anywhoosies, I'm gonna end with a quote. Albus Dumbledore was never proud or vain. He could find something to value in anyone, however apparently insignificant or wretched, and I believe that his early losses endowed him with great humanity and sympathy. I shall miss his friendship more than I can say, but my loss is as nothing compared to the Wizarding World's. That he was the most inspiring and the best loved of all Hogwarts headmasters cannot be in question. He died as he lived, working always for the greater good.
Yay.
And to his last hour, as willing to stretch out a hand to a small boy with dragon pox as he was on the day I met him. Fun connecting fact. Stretched out a hand to a small boy with dragon pox. Stretched out a hand to a boy struggling with Voldemort.
Yeah, because that boy had to die.
No, Draco.
Draco, my boy. What?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
In the world, that boy had to die. Because Earl had to die. Nah, 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 nah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You're my favorite.
Harry finished reading.
All right.
Okay, so Harry finishes reading that article, and it talks about how he feels sadness at reading it mixed with humiliation. And, like, Harry's obviously sad that he and the entire Wizarding World lost Dumbledore. So, like, there's sadness there, right? Because we're reading an obituary.
Right.
And that's just sad. He's also humiliated because he thought he, quote unquote, knew Dumbledore. Now, like we discussed in your part, like I agree that I think that Harry knew Dumbledore's character, but like knew Dumbledore. I mean, sure, it probably would have been cool to know that you both lived in Godric's Hollow, you know, like.
Yeah.
There's definitely stuff that he just wishes and thought at that point in their relationship that, like, Dumbledore would have discussed with him.
There was no time in Dumbledore's head, although...
Well, for sure.
Although it's devastating for Harry because he just... I don't know. Can you imagine? Like...
I think he's mad at himself, too.
Yeah. And he thinks later on, I think, or it's here.
I think
it's always Harry, always discussing Harry, yep. Right? Harry's future.
That's here. So he's also like humiliated because he never even thought about Dumbledore's childhood or Dumbledore in his youth. It was always as if Dumbledore was just the Dumbledore that he knew. And there was never a before, you know, but like, obviously that's not true.
Youths.
So he talks. Okay, he doesn't talk. This is him literally just in his head, right? But he basically just thinks of him as this like very respectable silver-haired old man. Right. That's what venerable means, in case anybody didn't know, which I didn't, and I had to look it up. So
thank you.
I have my little post-y note there. Like to Harry, the idea of a teenage Dumbledore is just odd. And yeah, Joe Mega says, did you ever ask your teachers about their lives? And like, of course, the answer is probably no, unless you're Mia.
Disagree.
Apparently.
I disagree.
You would ask your teachers about their personal lives?
Yeah.
Really?
Students ask me about my life all the time, and I share my life with them all the time. Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I like never would have.
Especially, I know people are going to be like, well, you have first graders, especially in high school, especially the younger teachers that we would have. I wanted to know everything about them.
That seems to be a pretty strong consensus in the chat for that too.
I mean, we have a high school teacher up in this piece right now, Carrie. Right.
The only
it's relationship building 100%.
The only teacher I was ever interested in was my choir teacher, but that was because like she immediately made it known that we had been a part of the same choir when we were kids. Like she was in the Singing Angels of Cleveland and so was I.
Yeah.
And that was like, I guess that, yeah, I mean, I guess relationship building. I don't know. I never thought, like.
So the philosophy
am
behind.
Am I weird?
No. Well, no, there's no, but you are, but we are from a different age and learning. But like, it's many people's philosophy that if the relationship is there, then the learning's going to be there and the trust is going to be there and the desirable behaviors are going to be there, right? If you like someone and know someone, you're more apt to perform in all ways, right? You feel comfortable. So that's like the goal behind it.
I think I'm really weird with relationship building.
It could be.
Like the more I think about it though, because like even like now thinking to like when I had an office job or something, I wanted nothing to do with anybody.
Well, you're someone who definitely separates work and play
for sure.
You don't like the work,
but I would constantly think like, why do I spend more time with these people than my wife?
It's hard. Yeah,
it's the worst. And like I don't know, was that I guess maybe I was just always living for after school because sometimes I would get to see KG.
Love you, babe.
I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah,
I'm like, and my art teacher too, like, yeah, it was like art and choir were the only ones that I ever felt the urge to like actually, but like I could, oh my god, my math teacher,
electives hit different, it's just a fact.
And like I liked my biology teacher, but I never would have been like, I never would have like asked her personal questions. So weird.
It depends on the person and depends on the teacher, but like any more, I feel like you are trying to build a classroom family rather than I'm the teacher, you're the student. There's a wall.
Right.
Mix it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, good, but weird. I forgot where I was.
Cool.
Dumbledore.
Sure.
I liked this line too. Harry thinks the idea of a teenage Dumbledore was simply odd, like trying to imagine a stupid Hermione or a friendly blast-ended Scroot. It was just like a funny comparison. He also is like humiliated with himself because he never even thought to ask. He's like, how much personal time did I have with Dumbledore? And I never thought to ask any questions. And he's like, no doubt it would have felt strange, impertinent, which is not showing respect. Again, another word I had to look up. I also thought to myself as I was looking these words up and I said it out loud to Katie, I was like, Harry didn't know what these words were. There's no way. He doesn't know what venerable is.
Isn't he thinking these things?
Yes. That's why I'm like, this is unrealistic. He doesn't know these words. He would have just been like, that would have been rude. That's what Harry would have said.
Pish posh.
Pish posh. And then he's like, but after all, it had been common knowledge that Dumbledore had taken part in that legendary duel with Grindelwald, and Harry had not thought to ask Dumbledore what that had been like, nor about any of his other famous achievements. No, they'd always discussed Harry's past, Harry's future, Harry's plans. And then he thinks to himself that he had missed
amateur hour.
This bell, man. I'm sorry.
He had missed irreplaceable opportunities. He had missed irreplaceable opportunities when he had failed to ask Dumbledore more about himself.
Brandon said, this is 100% Harry grieving. I feel like everyone goes through this. Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
For sure.
For sure.
Did you know that that's a Taylor Swift song?
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Anyway. And then he also thinks about the one time he did ask an incredibly private, personal question, which was, what do you see in the mirror, Vera said. And then Harry's like, and the only question I ever asked him like that, he lied to me about, because he thinks about how his answer was, I see myself holding a pair of thick woolen socks, which we know
lies.
He was seeing himself with his family reunited. Mostly Ariana.
Or Fantastic Beast tells us.
It's with Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
Right.
He's older then. How many times has he looked in the mirror? Maybe it changes.
Yeah. And I just, like, I wrote in my book, I was like, yeah, Dumbledore probably thought as soon as a little 11-year-old Harry asked that, yeah, I'm not unpacking that today.
Right. No thanks.
We don't have the time, kid.
He's like, it's like the scene in Family Guy. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Somebody goes, what's your name? And he goes, P, because he sees a P on someone's plate. And he goes, tear, because someone's crying. And then a griffin flies in and he goes, Griffin. Yeah, Peter Griffin.
Oh my God. I like how you like did kind of a little bit do the voice and it worked.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Good job.
I heard it. I heard Peter in there. Peter.
Ow, Peter.
So he's just like throwing the rest of the newspaper into the rubbish pile.
Rubbish.
And
rubbish.
He thinks about how his room is tidier and the only things left out of place were the Daily Prophet he got today and that piece of broken mirror. So he slides the mirror off of the Prophet, unfolds it, and like glances real quick, doesn't see a mention of Voldemort anywhere, throws it aside.
Foolish.
Because he's
read
sure
between the lines, bro.
Right. Because he's sure that the ministry was leaning on the Prophet to suppress news about Voldemort, which is absolutely accurate at this point in time. And it was only now, therefore, that he saw what he'd missed. Across the bottom half of the front page, a smaller headline was set over a picture of Dumbledore striding along looking harried.
Harried.
Harried, you say.
Harried!
Like Harried Potter? Before I get into my section, so many people in the chat are talking about what if Dumbledore did see his family with socks in the mirror of Erised.
It's
like maybe it's Christmas time. They're all wearing matching fuzzy socks.
Sure.
I thought that was funny.
I like that.
It was a half-truth.
Rebecca says there's an internet fan fiction that says something about Dumbledore getting socks from his family for Christmas.
Stop. That's genius.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going into this article. We will not be finishing it this part, but let's dive in. Harry reads, Dumbledore, the truth at last?
Question mark?
So this is just the first part he reads from the actual article. Coming next week, the shocking story of the flawed genius considered by many to be the greatest wizard of his generation. Stripping away the popular image of serene, silver-bearded wisdom, Rita Skeeter reveals the disturbed childhood, the lawless youth, the lifeless lifelong feuds and the guilty secrets that Dumbledore carried to his grave. Why was the man tipped to be Minister of Magic content to remain a mere headmaster? What was the real purpose of the secret organization known as the Order of the Phoenix? How did Dumbledore really meet his end?
Probably to order some McDonald's for some phoenixes. That's my guess.
I know, right? Double cheeseburger.
No, a McDouble.
That's right, McDouble. Yeah. Listen. When the sign at the front that says Wi-Fi, why doesn't it say Mick Wi-Fi? Like, everything else is Mick.
You're right.
Mick Wi-Fi.
You're right.
The answer to these and many more questions are explored in the explosive new biography, The Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore.
McDonald's Corporation.
By Peter Skeeter. Exclusively interviewed by Betty Braithwaite.
I think Braithwaite.
Page 13 inside.
Wait. I have things to say about that name.
Betty.
Oath of God. Or
broad clearing. Thanks, Betty. Sam asked in the chat how many Taylor Swift references we were going to get in today, and I think Betty counts.
Yep.
Is that a Taylor thing?
It's a Taylor LGBT song.
LG Betty. Because that song is great.
LG Betty.
I believe you.
Oh my god.
Who's Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
I don't know her.
Some chick. So Harry hurries to find page 13, and there's Rita. Nice parking spot, Rita.
I was wondering if
Rita had beans. I dropped my beans.
I slipped on some beans.
Shout out to Bluey.
Also shout out to Brandon and Mia, because earlier in the chat they had both sent this. I think that should be considered a jinx. I think Brandon won. But anyway. Okay.
Five Below has Bluey and Bingo as the grannies, like little figurines. So I'm going to need to go there and see if they have.
Yeah.
I was perusing Facebook Marketplace because, you know, that's what you do and you shouldn't. And they had a Bluey and Bingo set backpack. So, like, the backpack was Bluey, the backpack was Bingo. And they were, like, soft and fuzzy.
I need them.
So cute. Okay, so Harry then sees at the top of this article, or with this article, on the inside is a picture of Rita Skeeter. And the way she's described is just so telling of her character, which we already know. But it was a woman wearing jeweled glasses with elaborately curled blonde hair, her teeth bared in what was clearly supposed to be a winning smile. I feel like she's like an ex-predator, like just always trying. Like, the way her smile is described is like she's out to get you, and she is. Is that outlandish? Tiffany's giving me crazy eyes.
I'm not gonna lie, I was looking for a GIF, so I didn't hear.
You know what? Ooey gooey meaty bits, cat food, okay? At least you admitted this time. At least you admitted this time.
I miss when you lie, though, because it makes it funnier.
Miss when you lie.
So you're talking about the description of Rita.
Yeah, it's very...
Did you just burp?
No.
What?
I have frog voice right now, sorry.
What is wrong with you?
I literally thought that she burped while saying a word and just kept going, and I wasn't gonna let that happen.
No,
I can't let you get by.
She's described as baring her teeth in what was supposed to be a winning smile, and I said that's like predatory.
Yes, I agree with that.
She preys on people, and Tiffany was like at me.
She does prey on people.
Well, when you said predator, I immediately thought of like whatever that thing is from Predator. Is it called a predator?
I don't know. I've never seen it. About.
Thingy? Somebody put it in the chat.
I don't watch scary movies.
Nope. Right.
Well, it's like that thing.
Oh!
Get it out! Never mind! Get it out! Get it out! I don't want to look at that!
Stop. I
just
can't.
Made the mics
Ew.
Go
wonkers.
Get it out. No! No! I need it gone! Get it out!
Oh boy,
nasty.
That was terrifying. I'm glad I didn't have like my actual, like, I see Discord, but it's not the window that I'm selected on, so the GIF didn't move, and I'm very glad for
yeah,
it.
Well, cause... that thing opened up like a terrible Christmas present. Yeah, broken.
What did Santa bring you?
Anyway,
kid pulls out a shrunken head. Anyway. Harry describes it as a nauseating image.
Mm.
He goes back to reading the rest of the article. And whoever is writing this article, I'm sorry, Betty. Betty Braithwaite. She describes Rita as much warmer and softer than the famously ferocious quill portraits might suggest.
Lies.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what Rita Skeeter means?
I do.
Yes.
Rita means pearl, and Skeeter means very fast. And I said, quick quotes, quill.
Mm.
Or fast like a beetle. She skeeters around on her little beetle legs.
I'm fast as Rita, boy.
Skeeter.
Rita, boy.
Chevy Coke. Oh, you almost I us all. A war. You're like Rita Roy Kent.
Rita Moskater.
Oh, God.
Katie owes me Mia.
Finally.
Is that true?
I just jinxed her.
Oh, she lied to Mia, though. She said Katie owes me, and you were just like going, living your life, vibing.
My brain switched it.
Mia,
I am owed a Coke.
Terrible.
Via my wife.
Dang.
Wow.
Hey, you were in a mood.
I'm just going to call you Rita because you're deceptive. Love you. Anyway.
Love you.
So basically, Rita schmoozed this reporter with cake and tea and, quote, a steaming vat of fresh set gossip.
What kind of cake?
Victorian sponge.
It doesn't feel chocolate to me.
Victorian sponge.
With some strawberries in it.
I don't even know what the heck that means.
Very
British. Great British Bake Off, Tiffany.
Yeah, it's in the opening credits.
Guys, grocery games are nothing.
I do
I'll
like
send
pineapple
a
upside down
of
cake.
A Victoria sponge.
Too.
Sounds good. Okay, what kind of tea? Some Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see some Earl Grey.
Oh, okay, that looks nice. I'd eat that.
Mm-hmm. It is nice. Meg's made it for me before.
Oh, really? Thanks for making me some. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we actually made it for one of the royal weddings, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I made it for Harry and Meghan's wedding.
We had crumpets.
I was almost like.
Always.
Love you. The frosting is in the middle, Mia.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like deep dish pizza, but for cake.
Sure. last thing that I will say is Rita says Dumbledore is a biographer's dream, such a long, full life. And she's sure her book will be the first of very, very many. Of course, she has to be the first one to get it out.
Oh.
I don't know how she did it so fast.
Mm.
Quick quotes, Quill.
Well,
she's the fastest Rita, boy!
This is Rita!
All right, let's do these questions.
Do it, because we gotta hurry.
I know. Very behind.
Aren't we always?
Questions. Questions. There are not very many.
Lacking tonight,
Sam
friend.
Asks, would Hagrid have a plushie of a chimera, thestral, or a dragon, or all of the above to cuddle with on his bed?
Dragon.
All of the above.
Dragon.
Boom.
All different answers. Look at that.
We had the same answer.
No, she's...
Did I not speak?
No, but you said all different answers.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And
you
and I had the same.
Whatever.
Are you here?
Steph.
Just rolls over. Doesn't care.
Fancy feast.
Steph asked how... Hold on. Who would have made the better... long-term partner, Doge or Grindelwald?
What?
Doge. Doge.
And...
Grindelwald would have getaway card Dumbledore real fast. Just saying.
Sam asked Doge and Dumble ship name.
Dojeldore.
Did you just come up with that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Dumble Doge.
That's good.
I like Dojeldore better though.
Both
wait. I mean, what else is left? Alpheus.
Alpheus.
Or Elbus. No. Dulgeldor wins by a landslide.
No, Dumbledoge.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
No.
Wait.
Mine.
No, I said
Dumbledore. What is going on?
You said Dulgeldor.
Why are you like this?
Okay, last one is from Sam. Do you think Dumbledore took that memory out of his head so he wouldn't have to deal with it, or would he leave that memory there as part of his why he does things to keep him going down the right path?
Leave it. If he's anything like Harry carrying around that locket as a reminder.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got.
Oh, boy.
Tis all.
That was chaos.
Give me that fan story.
Okay. Merp. This story comes from Celeste, January of 2022.
I almost said, oh, this year.
Yeah. I know, same.
That's not right.
Same. And I like that the subject title was My HP Story, Attention Katie, Smiley Face.
Cute.
Hello, you magical ladies. My name is Celeste Smith, and I'm a 37-year-old Australian. My mom brought home Philosopher's Stone originally for my younger sister to read in 2000. Talia had always struggled to read well and generally learned in a different way. We now know it was dyslexia, but the condition wasn't so well recognized in our childhood years. I was 16 and grew up with my nose in a book, so it was inevitable I would read it too. I thoroughly enjoyed it and quickly consumed the next two and had to wait what felt like forever for Goblet to be released. Side note, pause, this is Katie speaking. I'm so glad I didn't have to live in that because I read it. I started reading after Goblet, so I didn't have to wait very long for order.
Correct. Same.
I continued playing the waiting game for each new book and film release through my 20s, during which I had my two daughters with my partner, whom I had met when I was 15. 22 years this year. Congratulations. I maintained a general love for the series and shared it with my girls, reading a nightly chapter together, taking turns page for page as they grew. We all went on a trip across the country in 2019 to Melbourne to watch Cursed Child and absolutely loved it. One or another of us still express a strong desire to go and see it again, but either finance or COVID has trumped us so far. Mm. Around this time, Sister Talia and I had started spending more time together and talking more often. We had never been particularly close before this. We didn't have a lot in common, and our mutual love for Harry Potter became a subject we could bond over. In late 2019, she lost her battle to mental health after many years of struggle, 2.5 years on, and I feel like she is close to me when I'm submerging myself in the wizarding world, and often a little smile comes to me as I feel I am still sharing it with her. I found your wonderful podcast in late 2021 on a whim to explore Harry Potter with a bit more depth. My passion for Harry Potter and the wizarding world has exploded exponentially while listening to you lovely ladies. I'm a Bowtruckle patron for now and plan to subscribe up when I eventually catch up. Still a ways to go, just started Goblet. Thank you for doing what you do. I was officially sorted into Gryffindor on the Wizarding World website, but have always strongly identified with Ravenclaw and still consider it my house regardless. I like my wand of 11 inches of laurel wood, which is cored with unicorn hair and is of unyielding flexibility. My Patronus is a salmon. Dope. That's what she said, not me. I think that's cool.
Salmon are very strong. They have to swim against the current, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I want to say first, I'm sorry for the loss of your sister. I'm glad that you still share good memories with her. And that you got to get a little bit closer. And I love how you share the story with your family. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing the story with us, and second of all, I'm so glad that you found us.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess that you're caught up, because if you found us in late 2021 and sent this story in January of 2022 and we're already on Goblet of Fire, ooh, I'm assuming that you have
hard
caught
listening
up. And I just want to say that truly I love your Patronus, because I think based on the story that you shared with us,
yeah,
you can swim against the current and mm-hmm. make it through.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Listen, we don't know what you were doing this entire episode, but you made up for it just
now. Thank you.
Tiffany, what? I'm not going to lie. I was looking up again. I don't know where you were, but thanks for showing up, okay?
I'm in DeLulu land over here thinking that we're going to get the announcement for 1989 Taylor's version tonight. So yeah. My brain is
listen,
all over the place.
Listen, you clowned me over the weekend, so I don't want to hear about it.
Clowned
oh,
you.
It's happening.
Clowned herself.
It's happening. Listen, okay. Before we do the joke, let me just say.
Sure.
Los Angeles is the 19th city stop. And today's date is 8/9, which makes this 1989.
If it doesn't
that's
happen today.
Some mastermind Bob's. Wait, what is it? Bob's shorts?
Yeah.
She's doing it.
Okay.
It's happening.
At the show?
Literally, it's happening.
Is there a show?
It's happening tonight. I'm not going to bed till 2:30.
All right.
I hope Evie's nice to you tomorrow.
I know. Oh, yeah. And it's been 8 years, 9 months, and 13 days since the 1989 release.
How does that, you guys, how does that happen?
It was done on purpose. I'm not kidding. That's how she is.
I believe you.
I know you do.
You all scare me.
It's, you know, it's hard being a Taylor Swift fan sometimes. Anyway, tell me a joke.
Thanks, Celeste, for your story. Okay, what kind of math class do they teach at Hogwarts?
I don't know, Katie, what?
Arithmetrics.
Okay.
It's really arithmancy, but you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Sorry no one laughed.
If you thought that joke was funny, you can follow Katie on
Obviously don't follow us because no one laughed. Oh, I didn't write it. That's your Slytherin book.
Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick.
Would you like to know what I'm writing?
Yeah.
Okay, I forget. Business or I forgot for like a second. Business or Pleasure is on the Kindle. And
I already read that. It's good.
Throne of Glass.
I already read that too. It's good.
So did I. Is on the Audible. Because I wanted to start that series over since I literally only remember like the last page.
I like it. It's a good series.
Yeah. So I'm rereading that. And Business or Pleasure is making me laugh.
It's so good.
It gives me cozy vibes too. A little bit.
It's so good.
So
I read it in like technically a day. That's good.
Nice.
Is it my turn or your turn? I can't remember. What order do we usually go in? Me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
Are you
finished
here?
No. I just finished Fourth Wing. I loved it. It was so good. Yes. Katie can vouch for me. The last page, my jaw was like dropped and I was just like
I'm glad you finally finished.
So good. So good. And I just started Tilly in Technicolor by Maisie Eddings on Audible. I signed up for, I don't know if anybody's heard, but you can like make an account on this website called NetGalley and you can get advanced reader copies of books if you say that you're going to review it. Tilly in Technicolor is not out yet. And I got approved for the audiobook of it. So I started listening to it today because I absolutely love Maisie Eddings.
That's so
and,
fun.
Yeah. And I'm really excited that it was the audiobook because all the other books that I've been approved of for NetGalley are ebooks, which I've really got to be in the mood for lately to like actually physically read a book.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got Tilly in Technicolor on audiobook and it is fantastic. I'm only on chapter 4, but it's really good so far. And we started Heartstopper season 2. And it's just, you know, it's everything I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm still reading Empire of Storms. And we finished Ted Lasso.
Oh, we did.
So good. So good. I'm sad it's over, but like it was the appropriate ending. But
what a good ending.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of the ending. Not in any way is it similar, but I just mean in how good the ending of a series was, the vibes I got from the ending of 6 Feet Under, mm-hmm. I also got from the ending of Ted Lasso. It was like mm-hmm. everything
wraps up with a nice bow.
Yes.
Marty liked that show a lot.
Oh God, it was so good.
Which one?
Ted Lasso.
So good. So good.
Lexi says, be a goldfish is my new mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Believe, friends, believe.
All right. Bingo went to Lexi. Congrats to Hufflepuff.
Woo, 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 woohoo! Also, first time Lexi ever played bingo was at our live.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
so. That's so much fun. And the House Cup standings. I wish that I knew how to pull them. But I don't. There we go.
My ear.
Gryffindor's still in first. Ravenclaw is in second. Hufflepuff is in third.
Third
and
or nothing.
Slytherin is in fourth.
Good job, my babies.
Come on, snakes. Come on.
Slytherin's really
snakes.
Slytherin low to the ground there.
Oh, what a dig.
I did not think that ended with a G.
What?
I thought you said a bad word.
Dig. It's good.
What?
I don't know.
All right. Well, this is for lions.
Wait, lion heads, goat bodies, dragon tail? You knew we were going to win, Chimera.
All right. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Wait, why did you count?
For Mia.
Oh.
Wow.
Yo, me.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I feel like it's been a while.
It has.
I don't know. It just feels like a long time.
It's been a bit because we had
a little
Kent and Leaky.
Mm-hmm. It's like we've recorded, but like not in a normal situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Insane. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.